Thank you and good morning. On Monday, the sheriff's office received a report of a missing Wairika man who had failed to show at a predetermined meeting place after splitting from his brother-in-law while on a hunting trip that began last Wednesday. 19-year-old Taryn Aubrey was expected to meet his brother-in-law at an area near White's Peak after hunting near Orleans, but he never showed up. The brother-in-law and two others began to search for Aubrey over the weekend to no avail, and finally on Monday, family members called the sheriff's office. The county search and rescue team, along with additional deputies, were dispatched to search for Aubrey on Monday, along with a CHP helicopter. It was the air unit that located Aubrey on Tuesday morning. Aubrey reported he had fallen down an embankment and suffered minor injuries. He was severely dehydrated and was taken to the hospital for treatment. While at the hospital, a records check revealed that Aubrey was wanted on felony warrants out of Wairika, and once he was released from hospital care, he was taken into custody and booked into county jail. On Monday, Fortuna police released a photo of a man suspected of robbing the Burger King in Fortuna, and by Tuesday morning, the suspect had been taken into custody. Fortuna police were confident they knew the identity of the suspect, 34-year-old Eureka resident James Colin Hamer, and they asked for the public's help in locating him. On Tuesday, someone called to report that a man matching Hamer's description was near the Lolita Cheese Factory. Fortuna police and sheriff's deputies responded to the scene and located Hamer and took him into custody. He was booked for robbery and violation of probation. On September 8th of 2012, Joe Serna was driving under the influence when he caused a collision that resulted in the death of a pedestrian and led to the injury of three occupants in a car he slammed into. Serna has now been sentenced to 12 years in prison for his actions that day after pleading guilty to gross vehicular manslaughter and fleeing the scene of a crime. Serna was headed southbound on Myrtle Avenue that night when he turned his vehicle into the path of an oncoming car. The vehicles collided, and the force of the collision drove them into the path of 57-year-old Eureka resident James Philbrook, who was crossing the street and who was in the crosswalk. Philbrook suffered fatal injuries in that collision, and three occupants of the second car were injured as well. Serna, who was determined to have a blood alcohol content more than twice the legal limit, fled the scene on foot, but was chased down by two of the victims from the second car, and later he ran off a second time, but was caught again with the help of a local resident and detained until police arrived. Humboldt County District Attorney Maggie Fleming has added another new attorney to her department with the hiring of Brent Kling of San Francisco as a new deputy district attorney. Fleming said in a statement that Kling will handle a misdemeanor caseload. Kling is a graduate of UC Santa Barbara and the Golden Gate School of Law. He comes to Humboldt County from graduate fellowship at Golden Gate, where he taught trial techniques. Kling also served as an intern for the U.S. Attorney's Northern Division as a law clerk. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. When talking crime and policing in Humboldt County, it's easy to focus on the sheriff's office, which covers the unincorporated areas of the county, or on the city of Eureka, with the county's largest population. And it's easy to overlook smaller cities and police departments. Fortuna Police Chief Bill Dauberstein runs one of those smaller departments, 16 sworn officers. That doesn't mean the responsibilities are any lighter, because as Dauberstein points out, that when his officers are dispatched to an incident, it's their incident, and they perform all the legwork that goes into an investigation.
I see it as a benefit. I've always enjoyed all aspects of police work, so I think most of the people that we do have working in our department enjoy all aspects. They enjoy the evidence collection part of it. They enjoy the follow-up part of it. They enjoy going out and talking to witnesses and doing that sort of thing.
Dauberstein also highlights the fact that his department is far busier than it has ever been and has responded to far more calls than in the past.
We're getting busier. 10 years ago, we were averaging about 10,000 calls for service a year. Last year, we averaged 20,000 calls for service for the year. And last month, we had our all-time high of 2,200 calls for service in a month. So with those types of numbers, it's harder for our staff to do follow-up.
The relationship and interaction between a small police department and city residents is also a key concern, according to Dauberstein, and he said that his department will still send out an officer to respond to a complaint or a report of a crime. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.